Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. In the past, we talked about Adori Sane, the shark-human interaction concept, quite a bit actually, and we went through all the different aspects. However, I forgot to talk about the E in Sane, which stands for experience. So today, I want to talk about this last aspect of the concept, and then we really went through all of them. Experience within Adori Sane has actually two meanings. The experience one has with the chosen activity and the activity with sharks. Of course, we spoke about activity indirectly already when we mentioned the different activities and so. So I do not really want to rehash that part, but rather talk about understanding and knowing sharks when being among them or confronted by one. The term knowing sharks, of course, is a very ambiguous description. It can mean that you have an idea about a species or a variety of species, that you have physical experience with them, that you have been with or among sharks before, but nothing too specific, and on and on. There is obviously a difference between a theoretical knowledge about them and a practical one, as well as having been in contact with one species all the time or members of several once in a while. Both scenarios have advantages and disadvantages, of course. So in both cases, one should thrive of knowing more about the parts one is inexperienced in. But in both cases, of course, there are other problems. One problem is, for example, with regards to the theoretical aspect, is that there are too many books out there and TV shows that, well, still portray sharks in an incorrect light. So it does not, they present animals that do not really exist. So how come? Well, the fact is that shark-human interaction is hardly studied, since it's largely my group and my group alone that does it. So any additional information that does not come from our group that you may pick up from operators and pseudo-experts, seriously, are highly questionable. I don't really know how to fix that problem, except trying to spread the word as good as we can, but there are a lot of egos out there who believe they know how sharks work, they know better, they seem to have all the answers, and that is a true problem. Well, I made it my job to check out all these operators that offer shark dives and determine what type of experience they have. Most of the time, or pretty much all the time, there is nothing on their sites that gives you any idea, any information, how they gathered their knowledge, what qualifies them. And that tells you something. So my question is, what qualifies a dive operator to attract sharks? And more importantly, how can they create and offer a safe environment for their clients if they themselves have to learn everything from books or gathered all the information from books? I came across websites of operators you would not believe. Some of them lure clients in with, "No one gets closer open mouth pictures than we do." Hello? Are these people nuts? Well, yes, they are. In this particular case, where I read that statement, I tried to get a better angle of the owner that side, and I was surprised in how many fields this guy was an expert. He was a shark conservationist, a wildlife photographer, a videographer, a stuntman, an author, and a rotorcraft pilot, and on and on. So he basically was an expert for everything. If I learned something when looking up operators or a person in general, is the more they mention what all they can do, the less qualified they are. And in this case, this guy that was an expert in everything, well, he failed to mention that he lost some of his clients. Some of his clients died in the last few years due to sharks or because they were just lost and vanished. But we want to talk about the participants' experience and not the questionable backgrounds of some of these operators. Nevertheless, just this, be very, very careful whom you choose to go shark diving with independently if you're just gonna interact with quote-unquote reef sharks. And if you're still unsure what to do, drop me an email at letstalkshark and I'll give you a very honest answer. Bottom line is that any experience a person can have about sharks, be it theoretical or practical, will help to make at least some educated decision whom to go diving with. So whenever you plan a shark dive, educate yourself, read about sharks, try to get an idea what to experience, and of course, The more practical experience you have, the better. So after the first shark dive, you start to get an idea what's all about, and then you can deepen this experience. But you have to clearly differ between a single species experience. So if you go at the same site with the same species, you really just get a good idea about this single species and not so much about multi-species experience. Of course, this differentiation seems obvious, well, but bear with me for a second why it really matters. We talked about this in the past. A single species experience can affect the interpretation when the person then faces another species. Let's assume the person has experience with gray reef sharks, a very common species. But even so, gray reef sharks are rather shy, and even those animals that are regularly exposed to humans still keep a rather large distance. So after interacting with these species for a while, the person gets quite familiar with these sharks in a circle and know how close they normally come. The more one then is interacting with members of the species, the more the distance, the closest distance they come, manifests itself in the person's subconsciousness. Should the same person then expose themselves to another shark, let's say a bull shark, chances are that an approaching bull shark would then create fear within the person. Why? Because bull sharks have a much smaller inner circle, thus will come naturally much closer than the gray reef sharks would, and that creates an uncomfortable feeling. Since that distance is the distance with a gray shark is what the person knows and has accepted. So this is the marker against any further interactions, and when it comes to bull sharks, well, that marker sure will be moved. So now that this interaction is shortened, it will create a potential threat within the person. So despite that the bull shark is likely relaxed, it triggers a different response and the person most likely gets very uncomfortable. This scenario highlights that experience can be a good thing when only a single species is concerned, but less so when a second one appears. So I always suggest that independently how much experience you have, single or multi-species, focus on inner circles anew whenever you jump in, and not just compare with a previous dive. So it is better to always go through the motion than assume such and such because one is familiar with the shark species. This recommendation sounds picky, yeah, but bottom line is that any assumption that causes stress in a person may be picked up by a shark, what then can quickly turn into a less or non-controllable situation. Of course, the more a person dives with a variety of species, the less he or she feels the need to look at inner circles and such. And I honestly do the same. I mean, although I use inner circles quite a bit, I will not do it for every specimen I see. And if I dive with a bull shark or dive with a gray reef shark, of course, I'm aware that they have different inner circles. So if you're at that level that you can tell, well, you know, based on my experience with this or that species, then by all means, you don't really have to go through all the motions. But if not, then I suggest you do. The more comfortable you are, the more a shark accepts you in closer vicinity, or the more you feel comfortable in closer vicinity to these animals. But not every diver is the same. Of course, that's the problem. Some are just more cautious or fearful than others. And honestly, against better policy, but not every diver is the same. Some are just more cautious or fearful than others. And be honest to yourself, it's still the best policy in the closer distance of milling sharks. You should always keep in mind that the second a person's emotion changes while being on among sharks, immediately look for the potential causes. It happens to everybody. It happens to me quite a few times in the past. I was snorkeling or diving with sharks or whatever, and all of a sudden, alarm went off. When this happens, I always stop what I'm doing. I mean, forward motion. If I'm at the surface, I go in a vertical position, let my feet dangle, look around, and try to figure out what just happened. So now, practical experience seems to be more important than a theoretical one, right? Well, yes and no, but some people just have no chance to dive with sharks. All there is a theoretical aspect. Theoretical aspects can still be very, very helpful in understanding sharks. But the big problem is, of course, if you're not able to understand what is trash literature or which TV series is really bad, which documentary doesn't work, then of course you have a problem. But the more you read on sharks, the more you question these things you read, the more likely we'll get quite an understanding, at least on a theoretical basis. I hope this short explanation on experience within a dory seine makes sense. So if you have a chance to swim with sharks, get a practical experience, do so. If not, at least read up on these incredible animals. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege.